Dead in Hip Hop album review, Earl Sweatshirt Doors. All right. First listen through, I'm gonna give y'all my first experience. I didn't like it. First listen through, I was like, it made me mad. And the reason why it made me mad is because on the track Centurion, if you follow me on Twitter, you saw I posted that was my favorite track on the project. And the reason why it's my favorite track is because when that beat switches, that's what I want to hear Earl Sweatshirt on. This odd future, odd beats, odd this and all that, it works for some of them guys. Like, it definitely works for Tyler for me. At times, it works for Earl for me. But mainly, I want to hear him more on, like, the pro-era type, boom-bappish type beats, like the second half of Centurion. And even the track he had with Damo, 20 Wave Caps. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, and shout out to Damo Genesis, man. This dude, I know everybody else didn't like it. His last album, I still like it. I feel like he stepped up. 20 Wave Caps is fucking dope. But all right, let me bring it back to Earl. I honestly don't know if I like it or I don't, because Earl did his thing, man. Earl is a spitter, and I respect Earl. But I don't like him on the production. The production, every time I listen to it, it brings me down.
You don't like Earl on this production, on this album?
I'll tell you which ones I didn't like.
Nah, I don't even know which ones you didn't like. I'm just saying. Why not? What is it about it? You just prefer the more pro era type
for
stuff?
For him.
When has he ever rapped over this type of stuff?
Why would you want to hear him over stuff he's never rapped over before?
And think it fits him?
Because he did it on Centurion.
That's one small
and
snippet.
And that's fine.
Song.
And that's what I. Look, so it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing.
So, did you like the Earl tape?
Huh?
Did you like the first Earl tape?
You talking about Earl?
A little 10 track.
Yeah, look, man, Earl, he's always been on the Odd Future production. That's fine. But what I'm saying,
but you don't like him on Odd Future production.
No, you.
He said, "Shut that bitch off."
What is going on?
You
right
stupid.
Now?
Right?
I'm trying to get some clarity for me.
I'm trying to give you clarity if you let a motherfucker speak, though. What I'm saying is this, Earl. I respect him, and he saw. Look, I'm not taking anything away. I'm just saying, personally, I want him. My personal, like, if I was an A&R, I'd have been like, you know what? Keep about three of these Odd Future type beat shits, and I'm going to put you on all these other joints. That's just me. It's what FIFO would like to hear Earl on. Not saying that he sounds bad on Odd Future production. I'm just saying every time I listen to this, it just brings my mood down. It just brings me down.
But you were okay with the first one? I'm not understanding you right now, rap. You gotta help me out a little bit right now. I'm just saying, I'm just a little confused.
On this album, I'm just saying brings me down. This album. A particular, you want an
this
exact
album based on what?
Based on the production. That's what I'm telling you.
So this album. Wait.
For me, the production brings me down. I got you.
Earl Sweatshirt on this album. Brings you down.
No. See, you're not hearing me, old man. You're not hearing me. I'm saying Earl Sweatshirt did his thing throughout.
I do not like the production.
The production brought me down.
I didn't say you didn't say he wasn't rapping. I said Earl Sweatshirt on this album brought you
that's
down over
I'm
the
saying.
Odd Future production.
I'm saying the production itself brought it down for me, Ken. The production. Nothing to do with Earl.
That's not what you're saying.
But that's not what you're saying. I like Tyler more so on this than I always do Earl. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Earl is dope. I'm not taking nothing away. But I'm just saying, when I heard that beat switch on Centurion, I'm like, holy fuck, this is where Earl should be. This right here, this little 40 seconds that I get Earl rapping on this production, that's what I want. And I also felt like, you know, because 20 Wave Caps was a little bit, and I can't remember exactly how the fuck that beat goes right now. But I feel like it wasn't as as dark as some of the other production on here. Cause there was a lot of dark, like Hive. Hive was another one of my favorite.
Hive was dark.
It was dark.
This whole album.
This whole album.
That's what my point is.
This whole album is dark, and that's why I'm saying I like Earl, but the production just brought me down. It just brought me down. That's I like Centurion. That's my favorite. I want to hear Earl on that more.
No, I like the. I think that was one of the things that I was a little concerned about, and I think a lot of people were when he said he wasn't going to rap about the topics he was rapping about on Earl. You know, about the rape and stuff like that. And I think there was a concern that he was going to kind of venture away from, you know, the dark sound. For me, I thought he was going to get away from that dark sound that he has, because I think his voice, you know, as a rapper kind of fits that. And you know, everything about Earl fits over this, over that type of production. You know, surprisingly, even on the opening track, I thought he was really good on that. I think that was a little bit different from stuff that he's done before in the past. And when that came on, I was like, okay, this is Earl kind of stepping slightly outside of the box a little bit and doing something a little bit different. But he brought it back and kind of, you know, pretty much stayed to what he was always doing before in the past. So I thought it was dope. So
did you like SK LaFleur on that?
Yeah, I thought he fit the track. I mean,
I didn't,
you know,
like that.
SK, you know, when
I didn't really pay, you know,
when it first came on, and I was like, is this Earl? Is this Earl? I do not want to listen to this shit. And I was,
y'all understand why he opened with that?
Yeah,
you guys didn't like the opening.
I liked Earl on it. I didn't like SK LaFleur.
Like, you don't, but this is my thing. You don't think to step into an Earl album like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, and I feel you. And I thought that, and I guess for me, I was like, okay, you're. I thought it was a bit of a risk, and, you know.
But you liked the risk.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with this album. You know, this was one of my albums I was anticipating and hearing, and I thought Earl kind of gave you a little bit of everything on this album. As far as his production, as far as his you know, him, he kind of paying a homage to the 2010 Earl a little bit on Hive and Whoa and, And what's that? Molasses with RZA, and then he give you you know, some personal Earl, which is Chum. Because when I first heard Chum, I think that was the first song I heard, you know, I guess, in getting ready for this album. I was like, okay, he's not gonna be 2010 Earl, of course, because he was 16 then. So if you expecting for Earl to be the 16-year-old Earl, then yeah, you're going to be let down and disappointed.
15.
Yeah, or 15, whatever. 15, 16, 19. So, of course, he's going to show some maturity, you know what I'm saying, in his rhyme style and everything. And Earl is fucking dope. I mean, he's a dope-ass spitter. So I was expecting good wordplay, good delivery and everything from Earl. My only negative on this is that I wish I could have got a little bit more energy on some tracks from Earl. But for the most part, I like the majority of it. Sunday.
I wanted more of that Uncle Al track.
Man, why that couldn't be?
I mean, that was pretty dark too.
Why that couldn't? Right, everything was dark.
But it's not as dark as some of the production that was on here.
I hear bitches. Sorry.
Hold on, I'm almost finished. Let me finish my thought. I'm almost finished.
Tell him B.
What?
Tell him B.
No,
yeah, stupid.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I said, I just think I like the way you just kind of get all of Earl, man, on this project, man. And I'm just trying to think of the other highlight tracks that I like. I like Night. Night. Like I said, like how they started off fast,
yeah,
and they slowed down. Yeah, they slowed down. Yeah, and
it's gradually slowing down from the
very start of it. Night.
You know, the first track with Damo, they do that too. Like, they slow it down at the end, and it kind of comes to like that slow stop. Yeah, at the end it comes down to a slow start.
I didn't know.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same.
But that's not the iPod was fucked up, right? You charge your battery.
You downloaded the wrong one.
And then, charge your battery, ho.
Right. And then,
I thought that was dope.
And then I thought the other tracks I got the 2010 Earl was, what's that? The two tracks with Tyler.
Whoa. So Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, yeah. Like Sasquatch. That to me, that paid a homage to the 2010 Earl that people like. And then he flipped it and give you personal tracks with Burgundy. You know how he's talking about his grandmother and everything. And then I don't know how you liked him on that second verse. He spazzed out on that shit, dude. Like,
I like Earl. I just felt the production was to the left and they were to the right.
Good job,
That's all I'm saying.
Good job.
Did you, Vince Staples or Earl on Hobbs?
both of them. Vince Staples.
Yeah. Vince Staples was.
Yeah.
Vince Staples killing that shit, man, on Hive.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
wasn't Casey Veggies on Hive too?
He did. He did a hook.
He
did
the dope too.
Yeah, he just did it.
Staples.
But Vince Staples took it, man. Yeah,
he signed a profile and shit, man. Yeah, Vince Staples killing that shit.
It's real. Yeah, I love that joint. But
shout out to Falcone for recommending Vince Staples, by the way. Sorry, B, go ahead.
Oh no, you good. You good. But overall, yeah, I liked it, man. Like I said, you know, I got everything from Earl. You know, I got the mature Earl, the immature Earl, and I got some good production from Earl, and the features did well. So I fuck with this album.
Horse. Did you like Horse?
Yeah.
That's
Horse.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bad Bad Not Good. Yeah, Needle Drop had put me up on them a while back, and it was good to hear them. I guess, you know, instead of them doing their instrumental projects, finally doing a project, you know, contributing a track to Earl, which I thought was dope, man. And it was dark as hell, man. It was so dark. It was Earl, man. So, yeah, it was Earl. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I love it.
I will say this. I was 100% with Raphael when I first listened to this. I was like, ooh, I don't like this album. I do not like this album. And I think a part of that had to do with this was the worst way to start an album with Pre ever with SK LaFlair. I don't care what Ken says. That dude, and I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean or anything. Hey man, do your thing, whatever. That verse was terrible.
You just don't start a door terrible sweatshirt.
No.
We've been waiting 2 years. We've been waiting 2 years for this, dude. We've been waiting 2 years for this album, and you started off that way.
No, because you've been talking this whole goddamn video.
Is it the rapper or the whole the song itself?
No,
the rapper.
The rapper.
Okay. I like the song. That's what I was saying. I like the song.
But then I asked you, did you like S. Clay LaFlair? And you said, yeah.
Yes, he was okay. I he doesn't bother me. But I was just trying to get some clarification from. I'm sorry, Mike, but I wanted to understand, is it the song itself or is it the rapper? That's
the song,
it, okay.
Once I went back and changed my mind about the album as a whole, it wasn't the song. The song was good. SK LaFlair should not have been on that song. Or that song should have been later on in the album. You don't start an album like that. It's cool to start an album with a guest feature. That's cool if it had been Damo or Tyler or somebody else. Yeah. But SK LaFlair, I'm sorry. No, absolutely not. I don't remember what the next track was.
Burgundy.
But Burgundy. Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm a little bit conflicted with this album only because I loved these motherfucking bugs,
y'all.
I know. I'm conflicted because I loved his first release so much. But I always felt like a hypocrite because of the content, you know, talking about raping and kidnapping and killing women. I'm like, but now that he's not doing that, I can understand someone thinking that this is like an awkward listen, right? Because it's just like, this is not the Earl that we know. This is a different Earl. But when you really think about this album, and this is how it clicked for me when I was listening to it, it's almost like watching one of those old VH1 shows where it's like a kid actor, and it's like a Where Are They Now type shit, where the kid actor got hot when he was younger, then some crazy shit happened. And he was gone for a while. Then he came back and he wants to tell you his story of what happened. So that's what Earl's doing. He wants to tell you his story of what happened. So either you want to listen to the story and process it, or you're just like, I'm not interested in this. So that's what I got from this. Once you really get past the awkwardness of listening to a different type of Earl, this album becomes in fucking incredible. The production, I think, was dope. With the exception of a few songs, like the one with RZA, I wasn't super hot on. It's kind of a little bit too happy. But for the most part, this album is like, Earl is such a complex lyricist. Like when you first listen to it, it's not like he's talking about nothing. Like he's just talking to be rapping. But then when you really go back and process what he's saying, it's like, holy fucking shit. This kid is only 19, and he's this complex.
That second verse on Hive, Jesus.
I mean, every song that's on this album, this dude is really spitting some deep shit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, when I first listened to it, I was with Raphael. I was just like, I don't know about this. But I even liked Mac Miller.
Yeah, Mac
Miller on this album. Mac Miller got busy. I wasn't super hot on Damo's features. They didn't blow me away. Frank Ocean, I think you should keep singing. because I wasn't hot on your verses. The little Chris Brown jabs was cute, but I just didn't think he sounded great on that. I thought it was cool that he shouted out Straight Edge Varsity Jackets because I had one of those when I was younger. But yeah, this album is dope. I mean, I was going to try to pull up the track list, but...
But yeah, man, I thought Earl got busy. I want to... For me personally, again, it's not criticizing him, but I would personally like to hear him more on beats like Centuria. That's just me. I don't know why that shit sticks out for me. I heard that, I'm like, yo,
it's a little more up tempo,
huh?
Because it's a little bit more up tempo than the rock.
I guess
you didn't like Molasses then,
or
Uncle RZA, because that track didn't fit one bit to
but
me.
But it's not like one of them tracks you just ride on, like he's talking about.
Exactly.
Like, the second part of Centurion, like it's like one of those beats. That's like,
yeah.
Like I get what you're saying. Okay. Just like Uncle Al, like I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to, you know, B, how you talk about Sky Zoo, how he gets in a pocket. Earl is the type of artist that it don't matter what beat he's on, he'll get his. But on Centurion and Al, there was a pocket there for him. And I guess it just makes, I don't know, I can't explain it that well, but goddamn, I want him on that more. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Cool.
I can't even say it bumps in the whip, goddamn.
Damn, really?
You can't say it bumps in the whip?
Because I don't know if this is something I'm gonna go back and just like enjoy. Like I said, man, that shit brings me down. You know what I'm saying?
It brought you down like that.
It brought me down like that. Like my whole
bump in the whip.
Yeah, I don't think I could go back and listen to this whole project like that, man. I think Earl's amazing. I think it's an amazing project. It won't be bumping in my whip like that. I can't
say it's an amazing project and say it don't bump in the whip, man.
I'm just saying it don't bump in FIFO's whip. It bump everybody else's whip. Because of how it makes me feel, man.
Yeah, man. I am. Yeah, I like this project. I like it a lot, man. I think Earl, you know, depending on who you are, depending on what you like, silenced the critics that didn't think he would be able to come out and create a project that, you know, that you would like. I think he still kept everything dark, kind of eerie and a little bit creepy. You see what it did to FIFO. It just fucked him up.
Yeah.
You know, he don't know what to do.
Bumping the whip.
Shit, I hate to see if he ever listened to Earl, man. God damn. Over and over again, because there was a lot of darkness and stuff in that one. But yeah, man, Earl delivered, and Earl kind of got away from what he was doing before in the past, but he didn't venture too far away. He's just giving you something new. He's giving you 19-year-old Earl Sweatshirt versus 16-year-old Earl Sweatshirt, who's rapping about all those crazy, dark, you know, rapey type topics, you know. So yeah, overall, man, I fuck with this project. I fuck with this project heavy. My favorite track, Horse. Shout out to Bad Bad, Not Good. Shout out to Anthony for the put on. So go cop this shit. And pick it up, and you know, fuck Mike C-Town.
Yeah, you know, having a lot of pressure dropping this debut album, you know, of course, because of him being gone for 2 years and stuff. And I thought he lived up to it. I thought this was a good project. I thought he gave you insightful personal Earl. He gave you the lyrical beast 2010 Earl. He gave you. Hell, even gave you a damn love song in Sunday Earl. Shit. I mean, you know, he gave you everything. And, you know, don't sleep on this production. He gave you some producer Earl. So
Random Black Guy, what is he called himself?
Randomness Black Guy, I think. Or something. Yeah. I thought overall, you know, this was a really good project from Earl. I enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, he gave you everything. Gave you everything from him. He matured. Dude is a dope ass lyricist. You know, looking forward to seeing whatever he's doing next. Support it, cop this album, check it out, pick it up, like what Mike say.
This is definitely a project you need to listen to more than once.
Yeah.
If you listen to it once or twice, you are not going to get it. Take it from me. I had to do that. I think that this album is extremely deep. It's not what everyone expected from Earl with him leaving and coming back, but I like that he gave you his story. It all really depends on if you care about hearing his story. If you don't care, you're not gonna like this album. But if you want to hear stuff that's behind the scenes of what's going on in this dude's life, this is a very, very, very interesting listen. And listening to this album, even more so than his first release, I really got how complex of a lyricist this dude is. He's not a guy that's just going to give you surface level, this is what I'm talking about. You really have to sit down and listen and read and try to process his lyrics. Like, he says some of the craziest shit. Like he says some shit about only relatively famous in the midst of a tornado, misfitted, I'm Clark Gable, I'm not stable. Like, what the
that's
fuck
shit you gotta go back and decode, like, what the
it's like
fuck
what is he even talking about,
about? Yeah.
And it's just deep like that. And then he had a lot of features on this album, and not all the features really did their thing, in my opinion. Some of the features I thought were a little weak. Some of them, like Tyler, brought heat.
He
brought
Tyler.
Heat running shit like Dingleberries on Four Cheetahs. Yeah. Like, brought heat. But yeah, overall, I thought this album was great. I understand what Raphael's saying. This is definitely a dark and depressing album because of the production, plus because of his subject matter and the way he rhymed. But yeah, overall, it definitely met my expectations. So yeah, definitely go pick this up, give it more than one listen, process it, and think about it before you write it off. Really, really think about what you're listening to. Because this guy is 19, and he wrote, I'll say this shit, it's better than Wolf. It's better than Goblin. This shit, I'm sorry, it's better than Goblin. I think that he put a more cohesive project together than Tyler has. Sorry.
I agree.
But yeah, that's it.
You bumping the whip?
It definitely rocks the Hyundai.